Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and you're listening to a very special show this week. Last week, Chris, our program director, and I were just chatting, and somehow or other we got on the topic of, you know, what were the top 10 or 20 most important, most influential, and best all-around EBM albums of the 90s. And, you know, we were just sitting there brainstorming, and we came up with, I think, about 15 or 20 different albums that are, you know, must-haves that should really be in everybody's collection. And then the next day, I kind of looked at that list and said, you know what? That makes up a playlist for RSA, and I can really cheap out and kind of, like, do only half the work I normally do. Plus, I get to go back into the day and listen to some of the music that, like, wow, this is great stuff. Speaking of great stuff, you just heard Howjob from their, oh, in my opinion, the best album they've done. That was from Solutions for a Small Planet. That was Antimatter. Before that, you heard Frontline Assembly from their 1992 disc, Tactical Neural Implant. There's a track called Mind Phaser. And we started off with a band that didn't actually release any majorly important albums, but they released three singles that were pretty much must-have. Number one was On the Run, which had the Madonna cover on it. There was also, of course, The Bog. And what we just played was the Carpe Diem single. And it's sad to know that, you know, they never did anything as good as those three singles pretty much ever again. But those are must-haves, absolutely must-haves. And speaking of must-haves, we got to go back to one of the more influential bands that had a really funky feel to them. This is from their 1994 album, Engine. This is Divarza with a track called All Good Girls. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Listening. Thank you.
from their album Treuehund with the track Treuehund. I don't know, I've always thought that Me and My Ding Dong was probably a more popular song, but I've always thought that that one was, a better song. And there was a lot of bands that really did kind of miss out on this list and should be mentioned at any rate. Number one, of course, would be CAM-FDM, who their music wasn't exactly EBM, mostly because of all the guitars and stuff, but I think you would be pretty hard-pressed to say that they were not, you know, immensely influential. I think that they pretty much had a lot to do with the whole Cold Wave thing, even though, well, the Cold Wave thing was basically a bunch of metalheads deciding that, hey, these sequencers and samplers aren't a bad thing, and let's get a drum machine while we're at it. But there was some good stuff that came out of that as well, but that doesn't really kind of, you know, fit in with our topic, shall we say. One of the bands that, whether you love them or hate them, or think they've sold out, or this or that or the other thing, you've got to admit that VNV Nation's first really, you know, really popular album, Praise the Fallen, which was their second album, not their first. Advance and Follow didn't really get much coverage, and a lot of people didn't even know it existed until, I don't know, a couple of years after Praise the Fallen. But this is VNV Nation with probably, I would say, one of, you know, it's got to be in the top three or five most influential EBM tracks of the 90s. This is VNV Nation with Honor. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Right there. desire to remain. It's a dull and cruel pain that passes the ages and altered first and this in my heart. I still feel disemboweled. The sore in my soul, the mark in my heart, her acid rain.
Show doing anything about EBM would be complete without something about Front 242. That was from their album Tyranny for You, with a track called Tragedy for You. And I mean, you got to admit, Front 242 is basically the band that started the whole EBM thing. As far as I'm concerned, you can argue otherwise with me all you want, but la 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 la, got my fingers in my ears and I'm not listening. 242 is probably my favorite all-time band ever. They're still a band that I'll pull out a CD from, you know, darn near 20 years ago, listen to it, and think, you know, this sounds still pretty good, and almost as, like, recent and current as a lot of the stuff that's coming out now. Anyways, another band that really should be mentioned, it's actually kind of funny to listen to them now, because a Popping of a Berserk sounds nothing like they did back in the mid-90s when this album came out. This is from their album 7, or actually it's from the single for Nonstop Violence. Gotta be influential, and it's good stuff. This is A-Pop with Nonstop Violence, the CNN remix. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. certainly influential, certainly still very popular, but in my mind, their sequencer disc was basically their apex. That was a track by the name of Stalker, the club version, and of course is probably still their most popular track. They've done some really good stuff since then, of course, and they've sold a lot of albums since, but I don't really think that they've really captured that immense popularity they had right around Sequencer. I think that one of the problems is that they've changed their sound very radically pretty much every album, except for the most recent one, which was a return to Stalker, but I don't know, I think at this point we've all kind of moved on. I was always a very big fan of United States of Mind, but I don't think as many other people were as well, but I don't know, I've been wrong, you've been wrong, hey, we've all been wrong. Anyways, we're going to end the show off this week with a band that is very influential, not necessarily a club band, but very, very influential on what they did with what other bands did to kind of copy their sound. This is Clock DVA from their Buried Dreams disc with a track called Sound Mirror. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next decade.
This is your class of darkness. is your glass of darkness.